So Washington voters are going to decide whether the state should require more background checks for guns or not. Background check opponents say restrictions on gun ownership don't stop crimes that involve guns. But is that really true? Just two states to the south of us, California has some of the tightest restrictions on gun sales in the nation. Stan Goldman is a criminal law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. He told me most of what makes California's laws so strict are the same things that are being proposed here in Washington.
Most states around the country do not have many restrictions, in fact, any restrictions sometimes on private sales of guns. Most states in the country don't have any requirement with respect to checking on people in advance before they can buy a gun and have a waiting period and do background checks. So it's a minority of jurisdictions to begin with that do. And California evolved a very long and very detailed system of background checks, covering everybody, basically, with the exception of lineal descent, in effect. You give a gun to your son, you give a gun to your mother, those are exempt. But you want to give a gun to your brother? That's covered by the law.
I'm talking to Stan Goldman. He's a criminal law professor at Loyola Law School. So if Initiative 594 in Washington State passes, it will impose similar kinds of tight checks and restrictions on gun ownership as to what you have in California?
It's similar. It's not identical. I think it's probably more detailed and more controlling than the Washington law, but they're very similar.
We have not just a gun control measure, but we have another initiative competing on the ballot that would prevent universal background checks in the state, and that was put on the ballot in response as a backlash to the gun control initiative. I'm curious what kind of backlash there was when the background check laws started and gun control laws started to pass in California.
Well, of course, there were and there still are, although you don't hear too much of it anymore. I mean, I think a lot of people have just grown to live with it, and if pro-gun rights organizations object to it, they sometimes use California as an interim to scare other, you know, states with gun owners in them, saying, you see what can happen? You can be forced to register, and you can be forced to take tests, and you can't give a gun to your brother, but it hasn't had much effect yet in California in terms of changing the law. So, and you've got to remember, the California rule is not the way we normally do business here in California. One of these referendums and initiatives that the voters voted on, these were bills, and those are, in a sense, tougher to get through, whereas the electorate usually tends to come out more favorable to the idea of having some registration, for example, and background checks on guns. So this theoretically should be easier for Washington State to get passed than laws in California were, but we are in the midst of a battle.
Huh. I'm curious, just taking a step back, Stan, what or how you would describe the California gun culture.
California is several different states, you know, all in one. You know, you always hear the idea that somebody wants to divide the state up into three parts, four parts, seven parts. West side of Los Angeles, or you're in the Bay Area, the attitude towards guns are very different than they are in some other parts of the state. But the parts of the state where people don't seem to be all that excited about having lots of gun rights tend to be the big populated areas. So, yes, there's no doubt that there are parts of the state and certainly communities within every part of the state that would rather there not be any such gun restrictions, thinks it's overly cumbersome, thinks only criminals will end up having guns. And that's why people are still being killed violently in California, and a number of years of very restrictive gun registration and background checks certainly hasn't ended violence in California. It's just reduced it more than the national average by a few percent. So there's no doubt that exists, but at the moment, California, demographically and politically, seems to be running pretty in favor of some, you know, generally strong gun registration rules, stronger than certainly the rest of the country has been able to impose.
In Washington State, the most recent poll shows about a 60% in favor of the gun control background check measure. Do you have any sense of how Washington gun culture compares to California gun culture?
I think, once again, it depends on the part of the state. If you take the state overall, my understanding is that probably there's a more active anti-gun control attitude. I think if that measure were on the California ballot, I would suspect it would probably pass by more than 60%, but you never know. You can't always predict what the public's going to do once they see a lot of advertisements on television.
Finally, what lessons do you think we in Washington State might take from California's experience with these gun control laws?
Based on the numbers, I think it would certainly appear they've had an effect. People's lives have been saved, but one can't expect miracles. What they actually did in Australia years ago when they wanted to impose dramatic anti-gun laws is they basically took people's guns away. And that had a massively dramatic effect on gun violence. But you just can't expect something to change overnight. This is not one of these rules that, in fact, will even eliminate gun violence over 10 years or 20 years. This is sort of something for your grandkids. By the time the backlog of guns that are in the system, by the time maybe something is done about guns being imported from other states more effectively, years and years will pass.
So essentially what I hear you saying is it's a step, it's not the step.
Yeah, it's like trying to eliminate smog. You put greater restrictions on auto emissions. It takes a long time before it actually takes effect. You have to take something really, really dramatic, which the American public doesn't tend to like to do, in order to really see if you're going to have a major kind of effect. But these effects should not be seen as insignificant. In a state like California, we are talking about thousands of people who haven't died. Theoretically, if the numbers bear out, I've seen thousands of people who are still alive today who would have been shot to death had the laws not been changed over the last 20 years.
Stan Goldman, criminal law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. The city of Burien sees more gun violence than most other areas in King County. Record producer Hannah Byrne went there to talk about guns and the two gun measures on the ballot this fall.
What do you think about background checks in general? Do you think they're a good idea?
No. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. If their crime wasn't nonviolent, then they should be able to get one.
I know that one of them, anyway, is trying to keep criminals from purchasing guns at gun shows and privately, whatever it is, Craigslist and all that crap. And I'm all for that.
It's foolish not to do it. I mean, I know how dangerous they are. And I know how effective they can be at killing. They're made to kill.
You can find more election coverage on our website, KUOW.org. Look for the tab Election Connection. We've got in-depth interviews and stories about the issues on this year's ballot. And if you'd like to chime in on the gun initiatives or any of the other issues that we vote on this fall, tweet us with the hashtag Election Connection. We're at KUOW.